It's Monday, January 25th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Shutdowns or virus? The answer to which caused the slowdown? How bad was 2020 for security? And is Google pulling out of Australia? This is the Business of Tech. New study out of Indiana University. Economists have researched the pandemic, social distancing, and employment and revealed four key facts. Unemployment and activity declined before shutdown hits. The virus itself caused a massive drop in activity. Shutdowns caused an additional small decline. When the shutdowns lifted, activity did not spring back. And the jobs data does not show a large red-blue divide. Gartner's research shows that 2020 dipped 3.2% in tech investments. Projections are for 6.2% growth from last year. Remote work investment will be up 4.9% per the report. So why do we care? The virus and the public reaction to it caused the economic slowdown, not shutdowns. Thus, to see the economy come back, the virus needs to be eliminated. Here's the wrinkle. Vaccination is not necessarily enough. As I dig into the research there, being vaccinated does not mean individuals are not transmitting the disease. Getting to enough of the population vaccinated means the virus stops spreading, which drives then recovery. That means the metric we care about is vaccine rollout. Risk-Based Securities 2020 year-end data breach report is out. The most breached sector? Healthcare. 12% of reported breaches. Publicly reported data breaches fell by 48%. Breaches involving ransomware are at 100% above 2019. The severity is up too. Meanwhile, ransomware gangs get more aggressive. One now taunts a developer openly in its own forums to display the ransom demand. IOBIT was compromised, and the demands against the company are public on its own forums. Why do we care? How brazen will the gangs get? Pretty bold, it seems. Public humiliation of targets is now on the menu. The market data is useful for knowing which to help and which market to worry about. It's a bit of both. I'm going to stop thinking about this as a binary, opportunity or not, and instead try to think risk-reward. It's hard, but it has a lot of upside. Google is threatening to pull search out of Australia. Why? A proposed new law that would force Google to pay news publishers for their content. The company says it has no choice and would prefer to pay publishers for its Google News products. The Australian government says it does not respond to threats. Meanwhile, the company's workers are coming together to announce an international union alliance. Alpha Global is made up of 13 units across 10 countries. Why do we care? I'm tracking that unionization because I think it's a huge deal and it's gaining momentum. Don't expect this to end. That's the first bit to care about. Worker relations are going to matter a lot. Here's a crazy thought. How about we just do this? Let Australia ban it. Wouldn't that be an interesting experiment? Say Google went away. There are other search engines. I'm tracking this because I don't see the downside here. Maybe a homegrown opportunity pops up. We care because things do not have to stay the same. That's my big lesson today. Third tier. The idea that it's not the first level or second level tech support that you're dealing with. The third tier is the real deal. Since 2008, the company third tier offers current and former Microsoft MVPs that you can access to help you through a problem, do the part of a project you aren't familiar with, or even help you make a plan so you don't miss an important step. In all time zones, the best won't compete with you because supporting IT pros is all they do. Embedded with the sense of community that made them MVPs, you can invoke the third tier just by opening a ticket. Find out more at thirdtier.net or follow on social for all the free educational resources. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. We will be back again with more stories tomorrow. Remember, if you want to support this directly, visit patreon.com/MSPradio. Get access to bonus episodes early and ask all those questions. Talk to you tomorrow.